Good morning. Isn't that powerful? I can feel it's going to be so much different than first service. Y'all are alive. Say, this is me. Who has seen The Greatest Showman? Is that not a powerful movie? So anyway, I would highly recommend, we would highly recommend that you go to it. It's so moving. It's the story of P.T. Barnum in the late 1800s when he just went around and gathered a group of misfits, people whose lives they were bruised and broken and ashamed, and he rallied them all together and they became family, and you know, the rest is history. But it is a powerful movie with powerful songs. So anyway, I am one of the resident cheerleaders of the house. Can I get an amen? So thanks, Pastor Joe, for that, nice introduction. I'll pay you later. Anyway, a few weeks ago when it was freezing cold, Jane Roland drove up to go see this movie with me. And when we walked out of there, she knows me so well. She said, Nancy, you're going to use that song, This Is Me, when you share January 28th, because you were supposed to still be at Aconcagua. So anyway, he left me here still, so thanks, honey. So here's the thing, and I know you guys got to see the words there, but it's such a passionate song. It stirred so much in me to speak to us about today. God wants us just as we are. He did not make us to be like each other, right? We are unique and special, and you say a huge amen because God brought you a girl that you just never knew you would marry. Whoop, whoop. Joe said he wanted a Catholic girl that needle pointed. He didn't get either one. Well, no, not Catholic. Baptist, you got the Catholic. That's right, baby, that's right. You wanted a Baptist that needle pointed and sang in the choir. He got a Catholic wild woman. You're Viking, yeah. He wants to use each one of us mightily for his kingdom. We are not to hide away. We each have broken parts and broken pieces. We are not to be ashamed. But we are to be who we are meant to be. No apologies. Do not let shame sink into our lives. We are warriors. And I just love it because really in this movie, they banded together and just held each other up and supported one another. God has a place for each one of us in his kingdom. How many of you have heard this story of Rahab in Joshua 2? All right, God used Rahab the harlot. God absolutely loves to come to wild people and touch their hearts. So we in turn can touch others, right? Yes. So here I'm going to read a little bit. But just to give you a background, the children of Israel had left Egypt. Moses was leading them, parted the Red Sea, then turns everything over to Joshua, leading them into the promised land. Joshua sends how many spies into Jericho? Oh, you're the only one. Class, we're going to do a study on Joshua. Class, 2 spies into Jericho because Joshua said, we're going to take that country. We're going to take that land. It's our promised land. Let me tell you, when these 2 spies came to Rahab, she was basically harlot / prostitute. God used Rahab so mightily for his kingdom. And I feel like this morning God wants to breathe upon us. His desire is to use each and every one of us mightily for his kingdom. We are not to be ashamed of our past. We are bruised. We are broken. That is okay with God. In fact, I think he likes it that way. Then we find him. We find the cross. We have a testimony. We have a story. So here we go in Joshua 2, and it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, men have come here tonight from the children of Israel to search out the country. So the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out the country. You know, I can imagine each one of us our stories when God decides to really send people to start to work in our life. We've heard of God, and then we say, you know what, I've got the faith. I've got the faith to believe this. I'm going to share a little bit later in detail our story. Or I might just feel like telling it right now. Y'all want to hear it right now? I'm going to fit it right here in the middle of Rahab. That's why you got the champagne glasses for all you folks out there that are about to die. The reason why, when Joe and I met, when Joe came up to me with the word of God, similar to the spies, God needs you. He's going to use you, going to give you strategy, going to use you mightily for his kingdom. Well, I was going through an annulment at the time. And so what's a girl to do? I frosted my hair. I bought leather pants. And I went to a party and I drank champagne. Well, Joe had prayed before he went to that party. God, if there's anyone that you want to speak to, just let me know and give me the word and I'll deliver it to them. Well, at this party, I had my frosted hair, my leather pants, my champagne, no bra. He loves that part. But he said, baby, you didn't need one back then. Anywho, so I had my champagne. I mean, you know, a woman fills out as she grows. We're not a very religious group. Anyway, Pastor Joe will be back next week or the week after, and it'll go back down to normal. But I'm just going to let her rip this morning. So, well, thank you kindly. Someone get a good snapshot here. Yeah, it's like not, I'm just kidding. So here we go. So Joe gets into this party, and he sees me, and God says, you go tell her I know that she's been hurt mightily in a relationship. Like she's wiped out. You tell her I love her and I'm going to use her. I love her just the way she is. And that's my story. And it's like after all that, I just started thinking God was reminding me, Nancy, I have used you. Even though you were broken, even though you were bruised, even though there were so many things in your life that you could be ashamed of, you said yes. Back to Rahab, same thing. I have a feeling, and I imagine it like this. Her home was a red light district, basically. And here come these spies used of God. And Rahab could have said, absolutely, I'm not the one. You got to look for somebody else. And guess what she said? What did she say to them? A great big yes. I'll be used of you, God. In fact, give me the strategy. I'm going to keep these guys safe so you guys can come back in and tear down the walls of Jericho and have this country. Now, here's her dialogue with these spies. Now, before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen on us, and all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water in the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites. You destroyed them. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you, for the Lord your God. He is God in heaven and on earth. Now, therefore, I beg you, swear to me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you also show kindness to my father's house. Give me a true token. Spare my father, my mother, brothers, sisters. Deliver us. You know what this made me think of, too? I love people that not only do they say yes to God, but they're feisty. Yeah. And they got some fight in them, not only for their household, but for others. And I can look out among all of you guys, and I know so many of you got the word from God. You got some fight in you, and you said, all righty, give me a strategy, and I'll bring freedom to not only my household, but to others. And that's something I want to encourage today. Also, I think some of you are doing a beautiful work. For me, I was thinking, well, my story for 32 years next to Joe hasn't looked like Joe's. It hasn't looked like many others inside the church. And I'm telling you, walking out of North Park that night with Jane, it was like God just said, Nancy, you need to know what it looks like for me, from my vantage point, when I use you. Do you love others? Do you love your spouse? Do you love your children? Do you love your neighbors? Do you say yes when you know it's the leading of the Lord? Do you serve? Do you tear down barriers to get to know people that aren't like you? I'm telling you, y'all go watch that YouTube thing and it's just, I hope it moves you. I know it will. But you know, some of us have to fight. We are bruised. We are broken. Our hearts are broken through terrible situations. And we walk around ashamed. But just like they were saying in this movie, don't let that tear us down. We're warriors. We're victorious. We're going to stand. We're going to win. So here's the rest of Joshua 2. So the men answered her, our lives for yours. If none of you tell the business of ours, and it shall be, when the Lord has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you. Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall. She dwelt on the wall, and she said to them, get to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you. Hide there 3 days until the pursuers have returned. Afterwards, you may go your way. So the men said to her, we will be blameless of this oath of yours, which you have made us swear, unless when we come into the land, you bind this line of scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you bring your father, your mother, your brother, and your father's household to your own. So it shall be that whoever goes outside the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be on his own head, and we will be guiltless. And whoever is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head if a hand is laid on him. And if you tell this business of ours, then we will be free from your oath, which we made us swear. Then she said, according to your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet cord in the window. You know what I love about Rahab? And I love about the movie. I love about the song. Again, it's this is me. You know, I was thinking of a phrase that says, this is me, take it or leave it. This is how I know God. He doesn't say, I'm going to leave it. Every time, this is me, God's going to say, I'll take it. So I think something that, you know, things that can keep us, hold us back, can we articulate? And that's why I love the opportunity sometime to get up here to y'all. I'm not that gifted. I didn't even go to Bible college, really. I just walked this out 30-some years. And I just read the word. I get into it. I get into worship. But he says, Nancy, can you love people? Can you say yes when I come to you? Or will you say, I had an abortion in college. I had an annulment. Sometimes I don't love everybody that I'm around. Sometimes I'm bitter. Sometimes I get depressed. I think God loves all of that. And we have to push through and say, you know what? This is me. Today, this is me. I'll make that call. I'll make that text. I'll make that pot of soup, or I'll help someone. I'll say yes. And I think the enemy just comes, and if people don't discourage us, we discourage ourselves. We just talk ourselves out of it. Heck no, I'm just going to stay home and watch TV for 5 hours. Sometimes I watch HGTV and I go, Nancy, now you've watched him cook for 3 hours. Get out of the house and go do something wonderful. And anyway, I still don't cook, do I, Landon? Landon's our resident cook. I just watch it because I like it. But God used Rahab mightily. Mightily, y'all, mightily for his kingdom. He is doing that with us. And he wants to do it even more. She did not let shame sink in and say, absolutely not, I'm a harlot, forget it. You know, for me, when Joe said, Nancy, hey, the oil business is kind of crunching and our Bible study is growing, you want to go into the ministry. You know what? Being Catholic, I didn't know that pastors' wives or being a pastor, people would judge and criticize. I said, heck yeah, let's do it. I still would say heck yeah. Is that okay to say heck? At least I didn't say that double hockey stick thing. But here's the thing. It's been an absolute joy. But I've had to battle and say, Nancy, you're you. This is you. The shame, the hurt, the bruises, Sometimes your attitude goes this way. The bullets from people. Did y'all see that little dwarf guy go, I ain't gonna let those bullets go in anymore. I was like, you know, you gotta fight. Because otherwise, we also just don't want to stay there. We want to be warriors. What do you have for us to do? What do you want me to do? And for some of you, it is rolling up your sleeves, helping inside the church and outside of the church. One of my passions is our children's church, and if you've been around me 2 seconds, you know it. But, you know, I think that God said, Nancy, there have been things. I'm so proud of you. You didn't hold back. You know, I learned a lot of the word teaching our little ones. But don't say no when he comes to you, when he gives you a strategy to reach people. Like Rahab, and whether you've had just terrible shame and brokenness. I mean, a rape or whatever, but yesterday I thought, wow, I had an abortion when I was a freshman at Tech. I'm just like humbled, but does God want me to stay there? And no, I can't speak to anyone because I murdered a child. No, God healed my heart. Did God want me to stay at the annulment? How embarrassing, you know? No, I mean, it's been such a joy. I don't have any problem sharing my life with people, do I, honey? I'm so sorry. I know. We'd be in these marriage counseling. I'd be like, I know exactly what you're talking about. And Joel's like, Nancy, don't tell everybody everything. So I don't even do them anymore with you, do I, honey? But come to me if you want me to tell you. Sometimes the honest truth. We were married in 3 months' time, and it's so funny. Joe will tell people, you've got to date a really long time. And I'm sitting there going, It was just 3 months, but you were ready for me, weren't you, baby? I'm so glad. Back to Rahab, right? I'm telling you, God, she got a fire in her bones. Joe and I were going over my notes, and he said, Nancy, I bet you she was feisty. I mean, I bet she could not do what she did easily, being a little milquetoast and shy, and you know, she's like, absolutely. You're gonna take me as I am. God, you want to use me mightily. That's what each one of us needs to do. And I'm really thankful that I didn't stay in shame and bruised and broken and keep taking the bullets, the hits. I mean, have I taken hits from people being a wife of a pastor? You betcha. But I think most of them haven't stayed. We got to keep pulling some bullets out. But I mean, you know, some of them really go deep. But fight. Know that he believes in us. Know that he wants us. Know that he loves us. Know that, and there's so many seasons. God, this season, this is what I can do with you and for you. Rahab said, absolutely. All right, I've heard of you. I've got faith. Let me help you with the plan and how you guys are going to take the promised land. He used her in an incredible way. Matthew 1, 5 and 6, she married Salmon, who begot Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begot Obed by Ruth. Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king. Rahab, y'all, was the great-great-grandmother of King David, a harlot. Is that not incredible that God used her life like that? But back to my champagne, and I'm wrapping it up, is I just think it's kind of refreshing our story, really, to tell you the truth. I really didn't know what to expect, but I still love God. And I still love people. And there have been a lot of times, y'all, I've just heard God ask, you know, Joe traveled and did missions work forever. And I said, well, let's do it, Joe. And I had friends that go, you let your husband travel all over the world. He's not helping you raise the kids. And I never even thought about it. I went through a tremendous time with my health and balance. And people were just, Nancy, it might be sin, you know, it might be stress. I go, it's probably all of it. Just pray for me. And I'm better. I'm all healed. So here's the thing. People are just people. They're going to be kind of crummy sometimes. They're going to come along and think it's something it might not be. Let them pray for you. Don't get a hard heart. You know, kind of thicker skin, which I've been trying to buy. They don't sell it. But we should make it. We should make thick skin. Let me think about that, especially for pastors' wives. Here's the thing, though. Get into the Bible. It's so exciting. It's so wonderful. Do you need to articulate it like a Bible teacher down at DTS? No. Just get it in your heart. What was God saying? What was it like for Rahab? What was it like for her? But she joined God, and she had faith on the little that she knew. So right now, some of you all are leaning in. You don't know much yet. Lean in. It is such a joy. And just get that thing in you. This is me. This is me. And it is such a battle. And I know that's why you drove up in the freezing cold. I said, Jane goes, should we get a group of girls? I go, yeah, but we don't have time. I got to see this movie. And we see the movie. And I was like, God just went, Nancy Rahab. Okay. And then he said, Nancy, you. And now what we're going to talk about is us. And I've kind of been doing it the whole way through. Worship team, I kind of was quiet. We're going to like sing when we pray for you guys. So God is using you. And I talked about a couple in the first service that they're amazing. They're doing a work in East Dallas. It's affecting generations. They got in there, rolled up their sleeves, and said, we're going to serve you. We don't look like you. We don't have the background as you. They could have said, we're not the ones to go in there. And, you know, I used to go to North Dallas High School and counsel. And people said, aren't they mad at you, Nancy, because you're like blonde hair, blue eyed, and you're not right. I said, never. They just know my heart for them. They know my heart for them. Do not let stuff hold you back. At Berlin, you guys, are you kidding me? I mean, you say yes when God, you know, it's like the spies came to you guys. Will you guys take Berlin? Will you do it? Will you go, absolutely not, we don't speak German, it's far away. You know, no, we're fine here. There are a bunch of people wearing tattoos. That's who you guys love and you go to. So, you know, it don't compare what it is. And for some of us, it's, will you love your spouse right now? I got the amens of the ones that, Like, we used to tolerate each other. And now it's absolute celebrating how different we are. But we would just eat each other up, wouldn't we, honey? You still don't like my dogs, but anyway. The dogs make the house messy and whatever, but I just love them. Thank you, Alports. Trixie Coco is fine. We just had another one given to us. Honey, you just got to see God in that, honey. Rahab. Just say yes, there's a plan from God in it, I know. So I want you all to hear today. He wants you to know he is using you. In your family, your friends, at work, let him use you more, though. I think I kind of always stay on that potter's wheel. And what else, God? Where is there shame that holds me back? Where do I get critical, bitter, envious? Let him really be real with you. Because then it just, the river flows, and there's salvation for not only you and your household, but generations. And then when you say yes to serving people, the lives that can be touched and changed, I don't think we'll ever know. Y'all have heard that song before. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm so glad you gave. We will not know until heaven who we've touched. But if you'll say yes and have faith, like Rahab, but if you'll circle back around to this song in the movie, don't fool yourself at times when you feel like my bruises hurt too bad for me to extend myself. I'm too broken. I've got too much shame. I'm telling you, that night I was like, God just went, Nancy, you've just got to get to that place. This is me. This is me. I mean, this is not a comfortable place for me to get up here. I'm just, but you know what? I just knew God said, I made you a cheerleader. You were a cheerleader in high school. You were a cheerleader in college. I like that. I need you to cheer people on. I need you to inspire them. I need you to encourage them. And so that's all today is, y'all. It's just watch those times and those patterns and those moments when you're not doing much. Say, ooh, push me out, God, push me out. I'm too broken. And, you know, and we want to be here. The church wants to be here and needs to be here to love people when they do go through difficult things. Let's be there for people. But I'm telling you, I know today God wants us to settle on who we are and that he loves us. And just like Joe's words were to me at that party, I'm going to use you mightily for my kingdom. The gentleman there with the glasses and the right there, Sarah, behind you. Yeah, I have a word for you. Will you stand? And who is that with you? Okay. I want to pray over you guys. When I was saying that, I just feel, well, hello. I don't know you that well, but I'm glad you're here. Y'all just extend your hands to them. I felt so strongly when I was praying that and just talking about that, and this is on my heart, that God has so much more for both of you. You can't even see it yet. You can't even imagine yet. He wants you to dream again, to talk again, to plan again, to write it down. And he can work amazing things, raise money to do things that come to your heart. He will bring you people groups and people that you just have no idea we could reach them. God wants you to dream. He wants you to hear today. He loves you. He wants you. And he is going to use you even more than you could ask or hope and imagine, mightily for his kingdom. Just write down the strategies and say, yes, God, have the faith. Faith. We speak faith over this couple right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Okay, and then Joe's going to, I want y'all to stand. Poor Joe. He doesn't feel good. Y'all be praying for him. I'll hold you and hug you this afternoon, baby. I'm glad you're home. Oh, my gosh. So this trip was really good in this. So Joe calls me from the mountain, and we were going to hang up. He goes, wait a minute. And I said, what's the matter? And he goes, I just love you, baby. So it was worth it. And I miss you, baby. I said, oh, my God, that's perfect. So lights down low a little bit. And we're just going to sing a little bit, and then we're just going to tie it up. But I just thank you, Father, for your wonderful presence. I just thank you that right now people can press in. We still got some time before they were supposed to be out, Lord, that they won't be thinking about lunch already. Lord, I pray that you can fall on hearts, minds, every bit, every ounce of who we are, that every one of us, including me, this is me. You love us. You love who we are. You want to use us to reach people. And your promise, we really do believe this, is for generations behind us, God. You are a serious God and a loving God. But may we take this seriously, because you know what? We're not promised tomorrow, church. We have today. You know what? We can hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servants. Well done. May we stay on that potter's wheel. May we do not get off of it. Stay there. Mold us. Shape us, God. We are yours. And I want to tell you all this song we're going to sing. We're not going to sing much of it. But a gal that wrote it is from the C3 San Diego Church. And she had a diagnosis of cancer, and it did not look good. And she's healed. She wrote this song. So as we sing it, just look at the words. They're deep, deep words. But, you know, she was healed of physical cancer. Some of us have to be healed of just carrying around rejection way too long. Insecurity, way too long. Hatred towards your brother. I'm serious. Way too long. So, God, visit us right now while we sing. It's like Rahab. And we'll have faith. We'll say yes. Whatever it looks like, we will not be held back by our shame and our bruises and our brokenness. Mighty beautiful name of Jesus.
You call me out into a spacious place where I am free to live and dream and run and not grow weary. You call me out into a spacious place where I am free.
Come on, church. Well, now you know what my life is like every day. It's awesome. You know, it's entirely possible to sing the song that we just sang. Move your mouth with the words that God is good, but be so under condemnation, insecurity, fear, worry, doubt, that you just don't know that He's good in your heart. He is good. But sometimes we need to peel off the stuff in our life so that we can experience the goodness of God. And so I'm going to make you an opportunity. If you feel like you're underneath condemnation, just a bad person, just done too much, you may feel like Rahab. Look, I've been a prostitute my whole life. How could God ever use me? The interesting thing about Rahab is that God not only used her to protect the spies, but He used her to save her own family. And He did such a work of redemption in her life that she ended up marrying a Jewish boy and became the great-great-grandmother of King David. That's total transformation. She's a Philistine. She's not Jewish. Life-changing. She was able to reach through the cloud of all the circumstances of her life, all the bad decisions, all born under the wrong sign, all that stuff. She was able to reach beyond all that and say, you know what? Your God is the God, and I want to do whatever I can to serve Him. If you feel like you're under condemnation, you feel like, you know, you're under insecurity, fear, doubt, worry, you know in your head that God is good, but you want to experience in your heart, just step out from your seat right now. I want to pray for you. Anybody that's like that, you know, we know it sometimes in our head, but it's just hard to get it in our heart sometimes. And so if that's you, just feel free. In fact, if you want to just stay right where you are, you can just raise your hand wherever you are. I'd be glad to pray for you there. But here comes one. There are others. Come on. You know in your head that God's good, but it's never experienced it really in your heart, at the heart level. Come, yes, come, dear. Come on, darling. Come on. Come on, darling. Come on. Come on. That's okay. Just rest right there. You're fine. Come on, there are others. There are others. You know in your head that God's good, but you... when you go to the Lord, what you hear is that voice of condemnation. How dare you? Who are you? What do you mean? What do you think? How in the world do you think you could ever be used by God? You hear that in your head, you know. The devil's always bringing up your past sins. Well, you had an abortion. Well, you had a divorce. Well, you had a this or you had a that or you did this or you did that. But I'm telling you, you can get free of all that. You just need to make a step. So if you know in your head God's good, but you've never really felt it in your heart, I'm going to just invite you to come. Stand with these. Come be with us. Quickly. Just say, you know what? I want to get free. Today's my day to get free. This is me. I'm going to embrace who I am. Today's my day to get free. Today's my day to get free. Anybody else? Anybody else? Now I want you to extend your hands to these four right up here. Father, in Jesus' name, I break the power of condemnation, of fear, judgment. I bind up the spirit now, right now, that would seek to intimidate and destroy lives, Lord. I break the power, Lord, of that blockage now in the name of Jesus. That thing that would keep, Father, these really from hearing Your voice and experiencing Your goodness and Your love. And Lord, I thank You that You are good. And I thank You, God, that You have good things in store for Your children. And Lord Jesus, You're not looking for perfection. You're looking for faith. Somebody reach out beyond the circumstances of their life and say, I want to be used by God. Somebody say that the God in heaven is the God of heaven and earth. And I want to serve Him with all my heart. Somebody like Rahab, whose life could be so transformed that she could become an ancestor of Jesus Christ. It's an amazing thing, isn't it? Father, in Jesus' name, speak life, peace, and wholeness, health, and healing now over each and every person here in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that beginning today, the whole new level of relationship in their lives and their hearts. Lord, they're going to experience you tonight, Lord, in dreams, in the morning, in visions. In the daytime, Lord, they're going to see you, hear your voice, know your goodness, God. You're going to reach them, Lord, and touch them in such a powerful way, be total transformation. The past is over, and you're free in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen, amen. Come on, let's sing that song again. Come on, church, let's worship the Lord. He's awesome. Yes, sir, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's give the Lord a big hand. He's awesome. Praise the Lord. Pastor Nancy, thank you. Awesome word today. Amazing. Amazing. Remember, next door we have an interest meeting for any of you interested in going to Berlin this summer and a short-term mission trip. And for all those that would like to meet Nancy and I, or you're here today and like to know more about the church, we have a welcome luncheon immediately following here behind us. God bless you. Have a great afternoon, great evening. I love you all. We love you. Hey, this is going to be a great year for us.